Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
You guys ever been in this situation before where you're dating somebody and it's impossible for them to hide their insecurities right off the bat?
100%. And it's such a turnoff. Like, just be confident, my dude.
God, it's exhausting, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was me in my 20s.
Was it?
Oh my God, yes.
You're just not exactly sure what she's seeing. You start to get nervous about what you say because it's going to be interpreted differently than what you meant. And you're just like living with your emotions on a swivel, almost.
I felt like that when I was younger and I really liked her. Like, if I was really into her, I would get super insecure.
Really?
Yeah, I would be like, think about everything I said. I probably would shake around her. I would be nervous.
And it would get to the point where I wouldn't even be being myself. I would be, I would end up trying to be the person I thought they wanted me to be.
Yes. Right.
Oh.
And it's one of those deals.
I couldn't see it right off the bat. And I've always said, like, the crazy crown comes on in about 90 days. Like, you can hide your insecurities. And this has always, like, been weird for me. Like, if you can hide your insecurities in act like a normal person for 90 days, why can't you do it for 10 years?
Because that's exhausting.
That's a lot
of
time.
It's you know
much.
What it looks like. I mean, you know what healthy looks like because you've been faking it now for 90 days.
Pretending is easier than actually being real.
Right. So I'm asking the question because we get this email because she's kind of feeling like an a-hole right now because she's about to dump him for his insecurities. And if you have something going on in your life you want to share with us, hit us up at thebirdshow.com. This one's to you, Kristen.
Yeah, it was. It was an email sent to me that I forwarded to the crew.
Okay. Hi, Kristen. I love you and the Bird Show, and I've been listening since 2010 and definitely consider myself a P1 listener. So I have a situation, and I want to know if I'm the a-hole.
I forwarded it because she's a P1, and she wants to know if she's an a-hole. Those are a match made in heaven.
If you don't know what a P1 is, you are not one. I am in my 30s, and as we all know, it's literally for the birds to date. It's awful. For the first time ever, I downloaded a dating app, Hinge.
Mm.
Is that the right one?
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with Hinge.
What separates Hinge from the others?
It's just like every app has a different way of working. So like Bumble, you swipe right, you swipe left, and girls have to make the move. Whereas Hinge, it's like anybody can like anybody. It's the Wild Wild West.
Okay. I matched with a guy that was completely out of what I would always go for or thought I was attracted to. Also, my first non-Spanish speaking man. I was and am very attracted to him. We went out on 3 dates and were talking for about 2 weeks. Everything was great. He was great. I mean, piano playing was phenomenal. I could tell this guy was really into me. I believe we both really liked each other, more than expected for sure. But one thing I kept hearing him saying or kind of asking if I was actually really into him or if I really liked him, etc. over and over and over again. I asked him if I had said or done something to him to think that I didn't. And also pointed out that I didn't appreciate that and him questioning my level of interest in him, in which I think was very obvious. Is that the way I'm reading it,
yeah,
or the way it's written?
Mm-hmm.
I really, really, really like this guy. On our last time hanging out after playing piano, he did the same thing and he threw in the whole, "I just wouldn't want you to settle."
That would be infuriating after a while if he's constantly, "Are you really into me? Are you sure you really like me?" Because at a certain point, you're just like, Now you're...
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that line, I'll come back to that in a second because I think that speaks volumes. I was very confused and put off by that and ended up leaving after having a 2 to 3 minute conversation about the whole incident. I did not stay the night as planned. We are no longer speaking, but was I the a-hole? That one line right there, I just wouldn't want you to settle, says it all to me. It's like his self-worth is like down here somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to feel it time and time again in this relationship, but he's already interpreting like this relationship that she is settling for a guy like him. And if a guy feels like that, that's a tough foundation.
There's nothing she can do. That's unfortunate. I feel for her because you like Abby said earlier, you want him to just have some confidence. Obviously it's working, but you can't do anything about that. That's his insecurity. He feels like he's dating outside of his league. I feel like he thinks he's dated up and he can't see the worth in himself. And yeah, I mean, I can understand how you wouldn't want to deal with that.
I've said this before, like, yeah, relationships take work, but they shouldn't feel like a job. And this feels like a job where she's constantly having to reassure him that, yes, I like you. Yes, I want to be with you. No, I'm not settling. And if you're having that conversation every single time you hang out, it is. It's exhausting. It's annoying. Having to coddle somebody. Like, I feel bad for him. I don't think she's the a-hole. And I also feel bad for him that I wish he could see his self-worth and know that he deserves to be with a quality woman that cares about him. Bro's got to work on himself.
I understand why people are sticking it out, though. You know, based on Abby's stories and the emails that we get, man, it's tough out there.
Mm-hmm.
The pool of really, like, healthy, quality people to date is really, really tough. So you got a guy like this, and you're like, God, you're just trying to hold on for as long as you can because there's really nothing better out there.
Yeah, the piano playing is phenomenal. Girl, just stick it out. But I don't blame you. I mean,
it's because he's trying so hard, Abs.
Oh, yeah, he's like...
Okay, give it everything he got.
Yeah, it sounds like he's self-sabotaging, so I don't blame her. You are not the a-hole here.
Let it go. It's exhausting. Look, family traditions and habits, you know, if you're doing them within the family, you wouldn't know that they were bizarre because you don't know if other families are doing that or not. And maybe sometimes it's too awkward to ask somebody until you're on the radio.
Oh, yeah. And we're about to talk about it right now because I was hanging out with my brother all weekend, obviously in Nashville for the Taylor Swift concert. A week ago, my mom was here. So I've been spending a ton of time with my family and I've been picking up this weird habit that every time I accidentally do it in public, people get really weirded out.
This is Abby's very first Am I Normal?
Okay, yeah. We've done this before where you ask a question wondering if what you're doing is normal, and other people always call up and go, oh, yeah, of course, we do that too.
No,
yeah.
That person that liked to have buttons over their eyes, laying on top of their eyes, they were the only person to call with that little kink.
I don't recall that.
Oh, yes. That. You remember
that's
the button?
A core memory for you.
No, like underneath their eyelids, yes. They put buttons. I remember that clear as day. Yeah. I remember where I was sitting. Yeah. That was the... most unusual call.
You guess I was this close to dropping the F-bomb thinking that we were recording the bonus content. We just recorded it a couple of seconds ago.
I had that problem earlier, too.
Okay.
I want to know, like, how did that habit even start? You know what? We'll move on. Mine's much cuter. So this is an Am I Normal, but it's like kind of weird. It's like a cute weird, but every time I do it, I get like weird looks. Like I was in the break room the other day, accidentally did it in front of Romeo, and he was like, what are you doing? So this isn't what you...
What
was that?
He sounds like a Muppet now. So this isn't what you disclosed to me at breakfast earlier this week that you and your family all have in common.
What did I disclose
to you? You said you guys are like vomiters. Oh, we are family vomiters. Like
what?
We have like weak stomachs. Not in like a sad, aw, Abby's bulimic way. Yeah. More in like a we're just nervous people.
I'm not bulimic. I'm just nervous. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
So, because she told me all these times that she and her family just vomit.
Yeah, like together. Yeah, just
no. So my brother would give.
It's like family bonding.
Yeah,
you guys ready?
Some families play board games. Yeah. Some vomit.
I mean, we played the game of life.
On three.
Here we go.
So my brother gets real when he was younger. He would get really, really anxious, and so he has vomited at like every major landmark across the globe. Like, I remember when we went to New York, he was really anxious about going to New York for the first time because he had watched, you know, some 9/11 documentaries and, you know, just kind of really freaked him out. So we would be walking around New York. He would just...
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere on a street corner because he would be so anxious about it. It's kind of sad in hindsight, but like, kind of funny too.
And with the rest of the family seeing him throw up, have those like throw up sympathy things?
No, we just vomit very easily. Like we are just thrower uppers, and like we were at Caesar's grave and Ben threw up like bright blue Powerade. Really, maybe it is just my brother, but I'm a vomer too.
Maybe just give him one for his homies.
You gotta pull one out. Yeah.
This one's for my boy Caesar. But anyway, that's not the habit I'm referring to.
Okay.
Because my family, we have this thing that I found on the internet. So we're not the only ones who have this habit, but maybe just this specific thing that we do is a little bit more niche. It's called Familect. And it's when you're around your family so much, you start to pick up the same slang. Mm. And mm-hmm. it's like a mm. dialect within your family.
Yeah.
And so for my family, we do this thing called the dog voice, where we will make up voices for our pets and like communicate as if they're in the room. So like we have two dogs now, like Leo and Griffin. And so if we're all in the room, we'll be like, I want to go play inside. You want to go play inside? Okay, we'll go play inside. And now it's become like my nervous habit that like if I'm grabbing something, like when I saw Romeo in the break room, I was like, I'm going to grab some coffee real quick.
You talk to Romeo in your doggy voice?
Yes.
So when does it kick in if there's no dog around, your dog's not around? When does that kick in sometimes?
It's just like, it just happens. So like we'll be like walking. So when we were in Nashville,
I actually prefer you vomit in front of me.
Second that.
So I know. So I guess really I am not normal. But we were like in Nashville, and he was like, "Do you want to go to this bar? You want to go to Florida Georgia Line?" And I was like, "Yeah, I want to go to Florida Georgia Line."
So the two of you guys are speaking like this with other people around.
Yes,
you.
And people are like, "What the hell are you doing?"
I might have vomited if I saw it.
But it's cute. We do it so much. Like if it's like I do this at home with my cats too. I'll be like, "Oh, are you so sweet? Are you saying mommy wasn't home?" Yes, I was sad that mommy wasn't home, and I just talked to my cat. Really, this is just a product of me being really lonely.
Now that part I get, but keeping the dog dialogue when the dog's not around amongst family members, I'm gonna say is unique.
Yeah, so weird.
I don't do it, but I feel like I get it. Like almost like it's like your internal monologue coming out, and it's a different voice. Like have you guys seen Jim Gaffigan stand up? Where he's like, "Papa," he does the weird voice, and it makes sense. I get it, and I don't think it's that weird. A little bit, but not that weird.
It's like a character that we're bringing around with us. We're like,
I'd rather you have that than vomit on or near me.
Yeah, because then it might cause everyone else to throw up too. Make everyone else uncomfortable. Then there'll be vomit everywhere.
Oh my God, it'd be so
sad. Mo, at any point over the last 3 minutes, have you had the thought, effing white people?
About three or four.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say.
It's the Bird Show. Hey, the Bird Show.